Jeff, thanks for joining us this week. We're starting off with a recap of the Christmas parade that was held last weekend. A good turnout for folks in Silver City.
For sure. Silver City Main Street Project, which is organized the annual lighted Christmas parade for all of the event's 31 years, really drew a lot of folks downtown on Bullard and Broadway streets last Saturday evening. The lights went out about 10 minutes after 7, and while the actual parade itself was quite a bit smaller than previous years, the sidewalks were just lined with people, and folks seemed to be having a good time. They did award they ranked the entrance to the parade. Western New Mexico University's float took home first prize, and they had quite an impressive sort of Landau carriage, like a Cinderella carriage, adorned with lights that really wowed the crowd. Not necessarily a return to normal. Many of the folks that had intended to participate in the parade ended up dropping out due to either, one of them actually coming down with COVID-19 or being exposed to COVID-19. It was nice to see the town getting together for an event like this again.
Okay, moving on to a story about Fort Baird launching tours where folks can learn more about Apache culture and history. Tell us more.
The Fort Baird Historic Preservation Society has offered for many years tours of the historic Fort Baird campus, which of course was a U.S. military fort during the Apache Wars, and then later a tuberculosis and then veterans hospital until about 2010. And their tours mainly focused on the Apache Wars from the military perspective, from the United States perspective, and then also really did also focus on the medical history of the place. And now the Chiricahua Apache Nation is collaborating with the Preservation Society to offer twice monthly presentations about Apache culture and history. So Joe Sines, who's the leader of the Chiricahua Apache Nation, did his inaugural presentation last Saturday. About four people showed up, which was a good turnout. That's about what your average tour with the Preservation Society gets. And he really gave an engaging presentation about Chiricahua Apache culture and a little bit of history in the area from the Apache perspective. So that's something for folks in the area or visitors to consider looking at. You can find out the schedule for those at scdailypress.com. Just look at the independent events calendar.
Thank you for that update. Some interesting news there where folks can learn so much about the history and culture of the region. I want to move on and talk about a shipping container ban. This has been a controversial issue in the town of Silver City. What's the latest with this?
So an ordinance that the Silver City Council adopted that banned shipping containers within the historic district of Silver City, that took effect August 27th. And the way the ordinance was written, folks that already had shipping containers on their property within the district had 6 months to either remove them or turn them somehow into permanent structures. This met with some pushback, to say the least, not only from business owners downtown who already have shipping containers on their property, but from folks in the community who just thought, this it didn't make sense. So the Historic Design Review Committee, which is the committee that originally gave the recommendation for this ordinance, they met again in November, and their new recommendation is to extend the grandfathering period from 6 months to 10 years. So the town council will be taking this up at some point here in the near future, and they'll have to decide whether to slightly alter this ordinance so the folks who already do have shipping containers on their property downtown could have as many as 10 years to either remove them or turn them permanent.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for the update on this week's Silver City Report. We look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks very much, Anthony.